There's something quietly powerful about placing your hands in the soil. It's not just about planting herbs or flowers. It's about planting intention and restoration and care. A healing garden is more than a patch of land. It's a sacred space where nature becomes your partner in recovery, in reflection, and in reconnection. So in this episode of The Balanced Path, I want to welcome you into that sanctuary soil. The same space that has helped me rediscover balance, especially during life's more overwhelming and challenging seasons. Because we live in a fast-paced world. Whether it's digital noise or environmental noise or people demanding us, and yet nestled in a garden bed or tucked beneath the canopy of a tree, life returns to a gentle rhythm. Plants don't rush, they grow in their own time. And when we step into their pace, something inside us starts to soften. That is the beginning of gardening therapy, the beautiful unfolding of healing through the hands, the heart, and the soil beneath our feet. Now, many people assume you need a large garden to find this balance, but the truth is, even a few potted plants in the house or a small raised bed can become your sanctuary. It's about how you use the space, not the size. And the healing garden asks only for your presence. You show up, you tend, you notice, and the plants do the rest. They mirror back to you your own resilience, your need for nourishment, and your capacity to bloom again. Now, balance through nature isn't a metaphor here, it's a process. And every time you care for your plants, you're also nurturing yourself. The soft act of watering becomes meditation. Pulling weeds becomes release, and watching growth becomes hope. These rituals restore us. And when I was creating this episode, I wanted to open a conversation about how gardening supports emotional and physical and spiritual harmony. So if you've ever felt anxious or scattered or simply drained by life's chaos, your garden might be the gentle guide back to your center. It's not only therapy. It's an alignment, and through the soil, we start to remember that healing often arrives slowly and quietly and beautifully. So as we journey through today's episode, we'll explore how this sacred space brings balance not only to the land, but to the woman standing within it. Now, gardening therapy is often overlooked, but its effects are profound. When we immerse ourselves in caring for a garden, we enter a space where the body and the mind and the spirit begin to realign, and the garden becomes more than soil and seed. It transforms into a sanctuary for grounding, for mindfulness, and for sensory healing. So let's start by talking about grounding. It's the simplest sense. Grounding reconnects us with the earth. It's about finding stability when the world feels so chaotic. In a healing garden that's grounding, it happens naturally. You might kneel on the earth, your hands coated in soil, your breath slowing as you pull weeds or press seeds into the ground. And in that moment, you're not worrying about emails or errands or your ever-growing to-do list. You're simply there and rooted and real. Next comes mindfulness, and this practice, often associated with meditation, finds a beautiful home in the garden. Watching how a leaf curls towards the sun, how a droplet clings to a petal after the rain, or how a bee visits a bloom, it teaches us presence. You begin to notice the tiny miracles, things you miss in the rush of everyday life. That observation, That stillness is deeply healing, and the garden asks for your attention without demanding it. It invites you to simply notice, and in doing so, you find peace. Then there's sensory healing. The garden touches every sense. The scent of lavender calms the nervous system. The rustle of leaves in the wind eases tension. The feel of cool soil under your fingers grounds your energy. Even the vibrant colours from golden marigolds to purple petunias lift the spirit. And this sensory richness is what makes the healing garden so powerful. You don't have to think your way to wellness, you simply experience it. So the healing garden also offers a rhythm, seasonal and steady. Each task, from pruning to planting, mirrors life cycles. Growth, death, renewal. It reminds us that it's okay to rest, to shed, to begin again. And this rhythm supports emotional regulation and spiritual clarity. And through all of this, the garden provides balance through nature. It offers a space where your inner world can settle. It's not about fixing yourself. It's about letting nature soothe you until you remember your own wholeness. So let me take you into my garden, not just the one outside, the one within. Because for me, the healing garden has been both a place and a practice. It's where I've tended flowers and herbs, but also where I've quietly mended my spirit. My journey to balance didn't come all at once. It came slowly, with dirt under my nails and the steady rhythm of watering cans and sunlight. There was a season in my life where everything felt out of sync. I was stretched thin between responsibilities, emotionally scattered, and waking each morning with a quiet dread. It wasn't dramatic, just a slow fraying. And one morning, I walked into the garden, not just to plant or weed, but just to breathe. I remember sitting next to a pot of rosemary. The scent rose up as I brushed the leaves, and something in me softened. That small moment, so ordinary, became the beginning of my return to balance. And over time, I began weaving short gardening rituals into my days. 10 minutes of pruning here, a quiet half hour watering before sunset. These weren't chores, they were moments of reconnection. The garden became my mirror. And if I felt tangled inside, I'd find comfort in untangling stems. If I felt overwhelmed, I'd stand barefoot in the soil, letting the earth hold me for a while. And one of the most powerful lessons came from a struggling rose bush. I'd almost given up on it. Every season it seemed to wither no matter how I tried. And then one day, I simply stopped interfering. I gave it space. I pruned it gently and let it rest. And that summer, it bloomed gloriously. And I realized I'd done the same for myself. I stepped back. I let go of the need to fix. And I trusted the process. Now, these moments are why I call it sanctuary soil. It's a space that holds, that heals and reflects, and each small transformation in the garden echoed a larger shift within me. And the healing wasn't dramatic, it was slow, it was sacred, and it was true. So creating a healing garden isn't about perfection or grandeur, it's about intention. Whether you have a sprawling garden, a cozy patio, or just a few windowsills, you can build a sanctuary that nurtures you inside and out. And the key is to design with purpose and heart, not just aesthetics. This is your sacred space, your sanctuary soil. So start by choosing a space that feels peaceful. It could be a corner of your garden, a balcony, or even a kitchen windowsill with enough light. And what matters most is how you feel in that space. It should invite you to pause, to breathe, and to simply be. And think of it as your outdoor meditation room, a place where balance through nature becomes part of your daily rhythm. And then select some plants that speak to your senses and spirit. Fragrant herbs like lavender or rosemary or mint not only offer calming aromas, but are also easy to grow. Bright blooms like marigolds or cosmos uplift the heart with their cheerful colours, while leafy greens like lettuce or kale bring a grounding, nourishing energy. If space is limited, hanging planters or vertical gardens or window boxes are all beautiful alternatives. And as you plant, set an intention for your space. You might want to write a small note and bury it beneath your first flower, or simply hold a wish in your heart. This small ritual anchors your healing garden in purpose, a quiet promise to return to balance. Incorporate elements that invite stillness, a bench, a small statue, wind chimes, or even a water bowl to make your garden feel like a retreat. Let it reflect your personal aesthetic. This is where your colours, pink, purples and gold touches, and can subtly come in through flower choices or pots or even painted stones. Tend to it regularly, not as a task but as a practice. And watering becomes a check-in with yourself. Pruning becomes a letting go. Observing growth becomes a reminder that healing takes time. And remember, it's not about growing the biggest or the best garden. It's about creating a living space that gently restores your spirit. Your healing garden will grow with you, offering sanctuary soil when you need it most. A healing garden doesn't end at the fence or the windowsill. Its effects extend far beyond the soil. And tending to plants becomes a mirror for tending to life. The patience you practice with a slow-growing seed starts showing up in how you respond to stress. And the way you gently prune a plant begins to echo how you release habits, your thoughts or relationships that no longer serve you. And that's the quiet magic of sanctuary soil. It reconditions not just your garden, but your rhythm, your mindset and your choices. So when I began my garden journey, I never imagined how deeply it would influence other areas of my life. But gradually I noticed changes. I was more centered. During challenging conversations, I brought more care to my tutoring sessions. My writing found new depth. Even my health routines, from the teas I drank to the meals I prepared, became more grounded, inspired by what I grew. And the garden had subtly shifted me into alignment. This is the essence of the balanced path. Integrating all aspects of life into a harmonious flow. And the garden simply offers a living, a breathing way to practice that balance. Whether you're caring for children, building a business, or navigating a creative path, the calm and the clarity found in your healing garden will ripple through it all. And one of the most beautiful gifts of this practice is self-trust. Watching a tiny sprout push through the soil, season after season, reminds you that you can grow again. You begin to trust the process, even the messy bits, and that trust allows for gentler, more authentic living. You're no longer just surviving days, you're cultivating them. And in our fast, filtered world, the garden invites you back to what's real. Dirt under your nails, sun on your face, imperfect, flourishing life. And in choosing to step into that space, even for 10 minutes a day, you're choosing balance through nature. And you're choosing to heal gently and live intentionally. So wherever you are on your path, know this. The soil will always welcome you back. Whether you need comfort or clarity or a breath of fresh air, your healing garden is waiting. And through it, so is a balanced, beautiful life. One petal, one pause, one peaceful step at a time.